Thank you for joining us today with Cindy Sherwood's podcast, Words for the Journey.
Hey, everybody. We're going to do something a little bit different today. I want to introduce to you a very good friend of mine, Heather Tolbert. We've known each other about 14 years now. Heather took the Healing Journey class, and I had an opportunity to hear her story then. And a lot of things have happened in the meantime. It's a pretty moving story, and I think you'll be interested to hear the details. A little bit of this story I actually share in lesson 7 of Resting in Jesus. So here's Heather, and she's going to tell you her story.
I first heard about Healing Journey when I was 25. I was visiting a church for the first time in many, many years. I was actually only there to prove to my church inviting neighbor that I already knew about all this God stuff and that I was a Christian too. I may not have grown up in the church, but I had been active in a youth group as a teenager, and I had been baptized when I was 15. I tried the Jesus thing for a few years and it didn't work out because early on I had poured my heart out to Jesus and nothing in my life had changed. My life remained miserable and hard, and after trying out church, the only change was that I felt guilty all the time. I had guilt because there was no way that I could be good enough for all that church stuff, so I quit. I didn't know it, but I was actually pretty angry with God for the way things had gone in my life. My truth was that I was a miserable person. I was 25, married to a U.S. soldier, and had a 1-year-old girl. Being a mom was great, but I had no joy in my life. In fact, I pretty much had no emotions at all. I would get up and do the same things every day. I had no friends, I didn't go anywhere, and I had no family that I could trust or depend on. If it was a holiday, I might have a pity party because my family was crappy, but then I would just convince myself that I didn't need anybody anyway, and I would bounce right back. I've always been very competitive, hard-headed, and independent. I was definitely the only person I could trust. On that first Sunday back in church, this woman stood up and made an announcement about a class called Healing Journey. She talked about people who were having a hard time. When she mentioned something about abuse, it got my attention. I had survived a lot of abuse. No one in any church that I had been in had ever mentioned anything about abuse of any kind. I just assumed that people in the church had perfect lives. I don't know what came over me that day, but I signed up for the Healing Journey class. A few weeks into it, though, I quit. We were having to share personal stuff, I was pregnant, and my husband was deploying to Iraq. It was just too much. The following year, in 2006, I heard about the class again. With encouragement, I decided to give it another try. This time around, I made it all the way through the Healing Journey. I was anxious about writing my story and sharing it in my small group with other women. I didn't know what they might think about a story like mine. I was very surprised to hear that some of the women also had stories like mine, and even the women who didn't, they still had the same feelings that I did. A few women cried when I shared my story, and that was odd to me. I had never even cried about my own story. Things were hard, but I had decided a long time ago that crying didn't change things or make them better, so I just didn't do it. In the small group, we sometimes shared painful stories. I decided to start working on my painful stories in chronological order. By the end of that 2006 class, I had only worked on my personal stuff till about age 15. I had a good 10 years more of junk to sift through just to catch up to my current age of 26. I was learning a lot about God and Jesus, but more importantly to me, I was feeling better emotionally. I decided to take the class again in 2007. At the end of that year's class, I finally started having feelings. I didn't realize that before that time, I didn't really have any feelings. When they did come, they hit me like a ton of lead. I started crying about everything and having panic attacks. I would get butterflies in my stomach, and then they would turn into tears at the drop of a hat. I would call Cindy Sherwood and my leader, Keita. They just kept telling me that I was normal and to stay plugged in with prayer. That just made me angry. The anger would build up and turn into more tears. I thought I might never stop crying. Learning to talk to Jesus was frustrating at first. I wanted a person to save me, a person that I could see and touch. I wanted to quit the class, but I had come too far. There was no way that I could go back. By the beginning of the 2008 class, I had processed and cried over more things than I can remember. But a glimpse into those last 2 years of processing will give others a little idea of what I was working on. With the Healing Journey resources, I processed my parents' divorce when I was 2, watching my mom be physically abused when I was 4, my grandfather's alcoholism and psychological abuse my whole life, sexual abuse by a stepdad from ages 9 to 11, and my mother's drug addiction. Her addictions led to me having to process abandonment, neglect, verbal abuse, emotional abuse, and exposure to very dangerous people and situations. I worked through my father's alcoholism and emotional abuse. I worked through a rape that I had endured at 21, a miscarriage at 24, and the death of 3 of my grandparents by the age of 26. In 2008, my husband was deploying for his second tour to Iraq, and I was signed up for Healing Journey again. I was also apprenticing by this time and learning to be a small group leader. I was completely immersed in my church, and I had made friends. I had also made a best friend, Kylea. We were taking the journey together. I was finally pretty much current with my processing and finally done crying every single day. The panic attacks stopped altogether. I could feel sadness, but for the first time, I also had joy and happiness. Everything had become so much more meaningful. Early into that third year of Healing Journey and my husband's second deployment to Iraq, my sister called me. I had to go home because my mother was dying. I was able to spend some time with my mother and tell her about the fact that I was pregnant again. A few days later, she passed away. I didn't think that it would hurt like it did. It ripped my heart out. I didn't grieve over what I had lost, but I wept over the fact that her death meant that there was no hope of ever being loved by my mother the way that I wanted and needed to be. Just 2 weeks after my mother's death, I found myself laying in a hospital bed. I had just delivered my 4th child at 20 weeks gestation. He was perfect in every way, but his umbilical cord was tied in a knot. I was angry. Why now, when I was finally doing life right, did I have to suffer like this? Why would God punish me like this when I was finally trying to make things right and be a better person? While in the hospital, delivering that baby, just after my mom's death, I had a decision to make. Right then, I had to decide if I really believed that everything I had learned about God and Jesus and what the Bible says was true. It would mean I would have to grieve the fact that even though the Bible says that Jesus loves us, bad things are still going to happen. I've never in my life memorized scripture, but while there, in the hospital, Isaiah 55:8-9 came to me immediately and fully. It seems crazy to me now that this would be the scripture that I would first memorize. It's so long. I still know it by heart. It's now tattooed on my leg, and it's been tattooed on my heart since that night. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As high as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. God was telling me that in order for our relationship to grow, I was going to have to resolve to believing that what He says is true. What He says is true regardless of what my circumstances and feelings tell me. I still had the anger to work through, and I had a lot of processing to do and crying, but I chose to stay in communication with God. I went home after the baby and my mom died, got plugged back into my Healing Journey class, and learned a lot that year. I learned a lot about Healing Journey, about God, and about myself. 2009 came around, and the military was moving my family again. I sure did not want to go. I would have to leave the one place that I had found myself in. My best friend, Kylea, had been struggling with breast cancer, and I really didn't want to leave her either. It didn't seem fair, but we had to go. When I got to the new location, I immediately got plugged in with the closest church to me, and I started leading Healing Journey class there. I still needed the class, and I had the tools and the training from apprenticeship to lead the class, so that's what I did. Then 2010 rolled around, and I found out I was pregnant again. This would be pregnancy number 5, and I really wanted to have a 3rd child. I just knew it was a girl. I had been asking the Lord for a girl. I was going to name her Cynthia Ray. Cynthia, after Cindy Sherwood, and Ray, after my small group leader, Keita Ray. At 11 weeks gestation, I was told that the baby would die and that I needed to terminate the pregnancy. Things were not going well with her development. I refused to end my pregnancy, though. I knew what it felt like to lose a baby, and I could accept that. I put her on the prayer list of every person that I knew. I cried a lot and I sang a lot. Even more, I prayed a lot. God and I had many conversations about Cynthia Ray. 1 week before her due date, my best friend Kylea was able to come see me. We had big plans for her to be there when Cynthia was born. Just a few days before Cynthia's scheduled C-section, my best friend became very ill while on her visit. All of her chemo had resulted in a nasty pneumonia. My friend was too sick to make it until Cynthia's birth. She passed away while visiting me. It was just 3 days before my C-section. I went in for my C-section with a big belly and a very heavy heart. I knew Jesus had answered my prayers for Kylea's healing by taking her home, but I was selfish. I wanted my friend. Nevertheless, I was able to accept it. I would have to move through the emotions, but my beliefs were right. A few days later, Cynthia was born. She was healthy, and today she is 8 years old. By this time on my journey, I had learned that being a Christian doesn't really mean that things get easier or better. In fact, my experience is that it gets harder when you get serious about working on your relationship with Christ. The enemy is real and will do anything to sabotage your efforts. God answered my prayers. It's not the first time that I've seen him do miracles, but they're all so personal that they're very hard to explain. I have continued leading Healing Journey groups over the years and have watched many women transform into the women God created them to be. In 2013, I lost my last grandparent. Life has remained a whirlwind. Healing Journey made me a better mom, wife, and friend to those around me. My anxiety, anger, resentment, and control have greatly diminished. My faith has been stretched to the very edges of what unconditional love means through my decisions to love my husband, my sister, and my father. Relationships are the hardest. Long-term relationships are even harder. Choosing to love people no matter who they are or what they do can be a real challenge. Learning to take all of the pain and hard emotions to God and not relying on people is lonely. We were created by God for relationships. We need other people, whether we like to admit it or not. God uses Christian and non-Christian relationships to move and bless people, and has used many people to bless me. Today, I hold no resemblance of my former self. I'm 38, and I just finished earning my associate's degree in the sciences while working part-time as a college math tutor. I am parenting 3 children and trying to hold a family together. My husband is still active duty. I'm very involved with my church, and I love people. I don't suffer from anxiety or depression. Things are still hard, but as long as I stay focused on Him, I can walk forward with confidence. My relationship with the Lord deepens through every struggle. I still use the tools I learned in Healing Journey every single day. My encouragement to anyone listening is this. Whether you're best friends with Jesus or just standing on the outside watching, please consider adding Healing Journey to your life. You will not regret it. It may not be for the faint of heart, but for those brave enough to apply the teachings, you will be made new. God bless you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my story.
Thank you for listening to Cindy Sherwood's podcast. Visit us on the web at hishealinglight.org to learn more about our ministry. Please consider rating us on iTunes or your other favorite music app. God's best to you today.